this year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Rav Shlomo Gittelman, Shlita, the Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, him and his entire family. We are continuing our study of the 48 Kinyanei Torah. We are now on the Kinyan of Sichlus Halev. And in order to understand this, we will first go to the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Peites Amud Beis. And again, this analysis will be based on the Imrei Chen on Kinyanei Torah. It says there in the Gemara, fascinating Gemara, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Ki ata avinu ata, ki Avraham lo yidanu, v'Yisrael lo yikirenu, ata Hashem avinu goaleinu me'olam shemecha. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. You are our father. Abraham didn't know us. Yisrael didn't recognize us. You are our father, our redeemer. Your name is forever. In the future, God is going to tell Abraham, Banecha chatuli, your children have sinned to me. Master of the universe, let them be erased on your holy name. That your name should be sanctified when you do din with those who are, when you exact judgment from those who don't listen to you. Amar Emer Leli Yaakov. So Hashem says, I'll go tell Yaakov that his son sinned. Maybe he's going to ask mercy for them. Amar Leis, he said to Yaakov, Banecha Chatu, your son sinned. Amar Lefan of Ribono Shel Olam, Yimachu Al Kedushas Shemecha. They should be erased on your holy name. So Avram Avinu wouldn't help, and Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't help. Amar, Hashem said, Lo B'Sabi, not in Avram, time was their reason. Lo B'Dari Deki, and not in the young one, in other words, Yaakov is their Eitza. Amar Lo LeYitzchak, so Hashem says to Yitzchak, okay, Banecha Chatuli, your son sinned to me. Avram Avinu said, erase them. Yaakov said, erase them. What about Yitzchak? Are they my children or not your children? You called them my firstborn son when they said Nasa v'nishma. And now, they're my sons and not your sons. They're also your sons. And also, how much do they sin? A person lives 70 years. Knock off 20, that person's not punished for the first 20 years. So there's only 50 left. And then knock off another. Twenty-five of nights that a person's sleeping. Can't do sins when you're sleeping. You're only left with 25. So now you have you have 12 and a half that they're davening, they're eating, they're in the bathroom. That doesn't count, they're not sinning then. You have 12 and a half left. If you take them all, says Yitzchak, good. And if not, we'll go 50-50. And if you say that they're all on me, I was Moser Nefesh, Krivis Nafshi Kamach, I was Moser Nefesh the Akedah. So Yitzchak took it on himself. Yitzchak defended us. So the Jewish people said, Ki ata avinu, you're our father, Yitzchak. And Yitzchak said, instead of praising me, praise Hashem. And Yitzchak showed them that they should look at Hashem with their eyes. They looked heavenward, and they said, Ata Hashem avinu, goaleinu, Me'olam Shemecha. That's what the Pasuk means. That Avram Avinu didn't know us, and Yaakov didn't know us, Yisrael lo yikirenu, Avram lo yadanu. It was Dafka Yitzchak, and Yitzchak said, don't give me the credit, Give the credit to Hashem. So why Dafka Yitzchak was he the one to be Melamed Zchus on the Jewish people? The Maral in the Sefer HaNetzach in the 13th Perek writes that it says in Parshas Toldos, Vayomer Rorinu ki Ashaya Hashem Imcha by Yitzchak Avinu, that God was with him. But Ra'o Ra'inu. We saw Re'iyah B'soch Re'iyah. A looking. Ra'o Ra'inu. Ki Hashem Imach. V'nom Ratina Allah B'noseinu B'necha 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 Sabris Imach. They wanted to make a bris with Yitzchak Avinu because God was with him. Lo akirbo tzidkaso, achachar iun rav, ria besoich ria. Lachain, ro rainu, bekefel lashon, that's the double lashon. Only after iun rav, after looking into it greatly, we recognize your tzidkos, that's the mid of Yitzchak, to see everything ria achar ria. Be iun rav uba omekadin, so by Yitzchak dafka it says, here they were talking to Yitzchak, but that's Yitzchak's midah. Of looking at things, but omekadin, this depth of judgment, to look at things very, very carefully. And therefore, Avram and Yaakov couldn't learn schus in the Jewish people because there's not any apparent evidence, schus, merit that the Jewish people have. And only Yitzchak, who saw re'iyah b'soch re'iyah, seeing within a seeing, when he goes la'omek hadin, they have a schus. Because the schus is when you go la'omek hadin, you have to go to the depths. Ad kan dvarav ha-me'irim, Shelah Maharal. Every person is born of a mother, and the Chomer, his physicality, limits him. The only person who isn't a Yeludisha is Yitzchak. It says in the Medrash that at the Akedah, Yitzchak Savinu's neshama flew away. And when he came back, he made a Mechayim Esim, like it says in Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer. So after the Akedah, he lived a life of a man not born of a woman. And that's what it says in the Gemara, Krivis Nafshi Kamach, I was Makriv, my nefesh to you, I was Moser Nefesh. I gave over my soul to you. Yitzchak, Zosios, Ketz Chai, he lives after the end. Ketz is end, Chai is he lives. And if so, he has no limits of Yalud Isha. He doesn't have the limits of a normal person, and therefore he can see more deeply than anybody else. And that's pshat in the pasuk in Shmos. Be'om Hashem ro ra'isi es ani ami asher b'mitzrayim es sa'akosam shamati p'nei noksav ki adati es machovav. I saw a sing b'toch a sing ri'ya b'soich ri'ya, the poverty of my nation that's in Mitzrayim, and their cries I heard from those people who are afflicting them, because I know their pain. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw Re'iyah B'soch Re'iyah. Through this Shibud, they now have a Schus Latzeis. They paid off their debt. They have to be in Mitzrayim. They have to suffer a certain amount of years. They suffered so much. They were able to leave earlier. Re'iyah B'soch Re'iyah. God looks very deeply. It says about the clouds, Asher Ayin B'Ayin Nira Ata Hashem V'Anecho Omeid Aleihem. What's ayin? Ayin, the ayin. Ayin toch ayin, a ri'ya pnimis, a pnimistic blick. Ri'ya pnimit, looking deeply, and not looking externally. And therefore it says in the Yalkut of Parshas Pekudei, brought in Tosfos Shabbos 22b, Menachos 86b, that they could look inside the barrel and know what was inside of it. That's what they saw in the Midbar. They were able to have x-ray vision. Ri'ya b'soich ri'ya. In Torah, they also have Re'iyah B'soich Re'iyah. And that's the Sod of Torah. Looking deeply. Shabbos 88b, Rava says, L'mayminim bo samad echaye, Rashi, L'mayminim asukim b'chol koicham, v'trudim l'das esoida, ka'odam ha'mishtamish bi'ad yamino shu ikar. Those who are going on the right, they are involved with all of their koach. They are troubled to know the secret. Like a person who uses his right hand, which is the ikar. That's what maiminimbam. Maiminimbam means you use your stronger hand. You work hard to understand Torah. Then it's an elixir of life. Otherwise, it's the opposite. It says in numerous places in the Sagas HaRaivit, Kach niglili misoid Hashem li reyav. So was revealed to me the secret of God to those who fear Him. Explained that going at Tzadik, Marino Rav Yachayim Yaakov Naftali, Zilberberg, Zatzlaha, Zecher, Tzadik, Livrach, Lechay Olam Haba, who was a Moirat Tzadik, who was a Posek in Warsaw, in his Sefer Darkei Chayim, brought in the name of the Gra, Zecher, Tzadik, Livrach, Lechay Olam Haba, that the Torah is split up into three parts, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and Sisrei Torah, Hidden Torah. And every part, all of those three, have four levels. Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. So altogether, that's 12. These are three parts of Torah, and four parts to each of those three parts. Four times three, I was taught in fifth grade, is 12. Probably before fifth grade. And that's what it says. Ki ze kol adam. What's ze? This is man. Ze is gematria 12. Knowing those 12, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, Sisrei Torah, all on a level of Pshat, Drash, Remez, and Sod. So even in Torah, even in the Galya Shel Torah, even in the revealed Torah, Torah Shebichsav, there's Pshat, Drash, Remez, and Sod. And Sod is to be Megala, the Matmonias, the secrets, and the Gemara, and the Rishonim. So when Rashi says in Shabbos Peches, V'trudim Ladas Soda, they are troubled to know its secrets. What are the secrets? Lavdafka secrets, like the Arizal's Torah. The secrets, the Omek HaPshat, the depth of the Pshat. And that's Sisrei Torah. Sisrei Torah is finding out what's going on in the Gemara that we see, and in the Chumash that we see, but things that we don't see. Finding the secrets in the text. Not necessarily what's going on in the upper worlds. That's also Sod. It's also important. But knowing what's going on right down here, what's going on above Akam, above Metzia, above Abasra, is a Sefer, which I love. It's called Raza de Shapsi. Raza de Shapsi. What's that? Takes the Masechta. He only has in a few Masechtas, Bava Kama, Metzia, Bava Basra. And it's hundreds and hundreds of pages. And he goes through Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and he just says Mar Makomos for each line of the Gemara Rashi Tosfos, what the Kasha is, and who talks about it, what the issues are. Saying just to sit with one Raza de Shapsi on Bava Kama, you can spend 10 lifetimes. Just looking up all of his sources and going through them and understanding them. And of course that leads to more sources and more questions and more insight. They say about the Ma'aril Diskin, I heard from the Tolna Rebbe Shlita numerous times, that he once sat with his Talmidim, I think it was Bav Metzia. He said, we're going to learn Daf Beis of Bav Metzia. They learned for a whole year, every single day, 8 hours, 4 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, Bav Metzia. Daf Beis Amar Aleph. And when they were finished, he never repeated himself. Always saying new Torah. When he finished, he said, there's a lot more to say, Pashat. Torah's big, we have to move on. That's Torah. That's the Sod of Torah. So that's our mid of Sichlus Halev. What's Sichlus Halev? Iyun Besoch Iyun. To go deep and to really understand what the Torah is telling us. Before I was learning a Rambam. A Rambam, a Pashta Rambam in Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim that relates to Pesach. And wanted to see, like, who talks about this Rambam? So I looked up. There's a website, halachabrua.org, for Merkaz HaRav, where they have Ma'ariv Mekomos. Ma'ariv Mekomos. And each Rambam, each halach in the Rambam. And you just see the endless wealth of material just on this Rambam alone. How many are there? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Dozens. Dozens of Ma'ariv Mekomos. And each Ma'ariv Mekom, you know, it could be a long mahalach. So many have a Masas Moshe and a Mishnas Chaim and a Mishnas Yankiv. You know what these Sfarim are? These are big Sfarim. Say a lot of good Torah. And you have a Siach Erev, the Heiliger Rav Pshner Kotler, and Rav Ber Polvarsky talks about it in numerous Sfarim. And Shiur Yirin HaTalmud of Rabbi Abba Berman Zechet Tzadik Levracha, Shiur Rabbi Shalom David Salvechik, Shiur Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein on Zvachim in three places. Rav Volk, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in YU, is a tells their Talmud in the Shari Torah. He's got a Sefer Shari Torah, which is like one long line of thought, starting in Chelek Aleph, ending in Chelek Ches. Each volume is like 500 pages, and he just goes each siman. He goes and look at the last siman, and look at the last siman. I'm just continuing. It's like one continuous conversation and it just never ended. He talks about it in a lot of places. So many different Sfarim. One Rambam. Endless amount of Sfarim. I see a Drushus El Ami. Even Rav Amiel gets into it, the holy Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Gana Goinim. He has a Sefer of Drushes, Hegyonis Elami, Drushes Elami. Talks about it in one of his Drushes. Interesting what he says there. It's a Lomdish Ramba. Of course, he talks about it also in his Darchei Moshe. So much Torah. So why am I? What am I trying to tell you, sweet friends? What I'm trying to say is that Torah is vast, vast. There's so much. So much. And sichlus, with a sin, miloshin seichel, means to look deeply into Torah. And to keep going deeper and deeper, and to know, obviously, you have to move on weiter. You can't stay on the same Rambam forever. You can't stay on the same Omid of Gemara forever. But to know that Torah is deep and Torah is vast, and you have to be Torah Ladas Soda. You have to toil to know the secrets. It says in the Yalkut, at the end of Pekudei, and the Brayta Melachos HaMishkan, Perek Yudalet, Rashbi Yomer Kol Mem Shana Shayisrael Bamidbar. By the way, if you want to know what the Rambam says, and hear some analysis, hopefully there'll be some shiurim going up on it. I don't know where to go with the shiurim. It's endless, but we have to start somewhere and end somewhere. So, Mir Tzashem, stay tuned, B'li Neder. So, Rash B'yom R'kom Mem Shana Shayisrael B'Midbar Lo Nitzuch Echad Mem Lo Lo Ora Chama B'yom V'lo Lo Ora Levana B'Laila. 40 years, they didn't need the sun by day, they need the moon by night. When it got red, they knew that the sun was setting. When it got white, they knew that the sun was rising. And they knew what was inside the hidden kelim. They had X-ray vision, like I said. Rishonim explain that this ha'ara, this light, is the tolada, is an outgrowth of the Ora Ganus. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is gone, is the tzaddikim lasid lava. The Adam Rishon mistakabo v'sofa bo misofa olamat sofa. And Adam Rishon looked inside and he saw from the beginning of the world to the end. The tolad of this or is the or that came from the Anan. And that's why they could see X-ray vision. Adam Rishon could see from the beginning of the world to the end. The Zohar already calls it Mehu Sitra D'Or Kadma, from the sign of the primordial light, because a physical light has gvulos, it has limits. But D'Or HaGonos is Meir Misofo Olam Ad Sofo. That's the deep sing. Ayin ba'ayin nira ata Hashem v'anacha omeid aleihem. Ayin b'soch ayin ria pnimis, knowing what's deeper inside. And it's also like that in Torah. Tanchuma, Parshas Noach, the famous Tanchuma. Ha'am ha'ochem ha'choshech ro or gadol or gadol or shenivr b'yom rishin shagantzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'melei Torah shebal peh b'yom uvelayla. The light that was created on the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it for those who toil in Torah shebal peh day and night. The Yosef writes, Kasav Amagid Tzedek, Shemati Omrim Sheba'or Sheganzu B'Torah Kedosha, Shebadim Mabit V'Sofel Amatzofu Malamala Malamata. With the light of the Torah you can see what's above, what's below, the secrets of creation. And he brings the Lashon of the Python, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, after Brichas Yatzero. Ora Olam Ba'otzer Achayim Oros Me'ofel Omar Vayehi. What does that mean? The Or HaRishon, you could see from the beginning of the world to the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Yotzer Achayim. Put it in the Torah. That's the Oros Me'ofel, the light from the darkness. That's the Vayhi Or. That in this dark world, when you look in the Torah, you can see light, you can see beyond this world. And so writes Ba'ago Ma'aritz, Shenitpas Benafshachayim, Sof Shar Aleph, Mavur B'Zohar, She'or Nignaz Be'oraisa, the light, the primordial lights in the Torah. And so writes Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Zakdama, Lishno Selio Azroim, Ki Nignaz Kol Or Ba'or B'Torah, De Chasuma Asher Bi'adenu, Shambalo Vaganzo Kolam Oros, Lizgalis, and Tzadikim Azochim, Bechol Dor V'Dolenes Me'ora. There's hidden light that the Tzadikim were able to see it, are able to merit seeing this light and seeing beyond what human eyes can see. And through the fact that I'm melei Torah shebal peh, are asukim b'chol kochem b'trudim l'das soda, nizgala soda ve'omko v'tamei Torah gnuzim shelo nizgalo adayin. When they're toiling in Torah shebal peh, and they're toiling with all their koach v'trudim l'das soda, like Rashi says, so the soda is revealed. Things are revealed not only in the Torah but in the world. Nefesh HaChaim writes, Shar Dala, Perek Chof Aleph, L'chein Omer Per Kol Osek B'Torah L'Shma Zorich L'Dvarim Harbe. If you involved in Torah L'Shma, you merit many things. Sosim L'Apir Shmaim Osim Dvarim. What are those Dvarim Harbe? And it says, V'lo, you get other things as well. What's the Dvarim Harbe? Omnam Remez La'idun V'Letzichtzuach HaNefesh B'Or HaGonuz Gam Kol Melechei Ma'ala B'Chai Sarfi Kol Shum Novi V'Choy Zelo Yisigu Klal Tzim Inyano. They get the hidden light, which even the angels didn't get. The Nevi'im were only misnabe to good people, but the Tamidim that call them themselves, people connect Tamidim themselves, they're beyond. What they get is beyond. The schar they get is beyond. Soda Tamei Torah Gnuzim Shalom Eskalu Adayin, the secrets of Torah. They get many things. If you're also Torah, you get many things. What are they? The answer is we can't tell you because they're hidden. It's a secret. If we tell you, it wouldn't be a secret anymore. These are secretive things. So if it says Dvar Mahabi, it doesn't tell you what, because that's exactly the point. You don't know what. Because these are the sodos. So that's the idea of Sichlus Halev. To be able to see the sodos of Torah. To see deeper. And therefore to see deeper into the world, malamala, malamata, what's above, what's below, what's beyond what the human eye can see. And there were tzaddikim who could do this. They could see things regular people couldn't see. There was a Karliner Rebbe named the Detroiter, that's what they used to call him, because at some point he lived in Detroit. And he used to go from place to place, to different kehilos, and he mechazik them, and they're Avodas Hashem. So, Tolna Rebbe tells him, Isa with his grandfather, also used to go from place to place. And one time he met the Detroiter somewhere in like Winnipeg. You know, this is going back decades. They're in Winnipeg for Shabbos in some kehila. And the Tolna Rebbe's at Sal, the grandfather of the present Rebbe, he had a sefer hidden in his bag. And for whatever reason, he didn't want the Detroiter to see this sefer. He didn't want him to know what sefer it was. So he didn't tell him that there was a sefer in the bag. He didn't tell him he was hiding a sefer, and he certainly didn't tell him what the sefer is. Until in the middle, the Detroiter, the Rebbe, blurted out, the Karliner, he blurted out, you have this and this sefer in your bag. And they told him, the Rebbe said, how do you know? He goes, it would be a big busha if I couldn't see what you're hiding in your bag. And he says, not only that, but I'll tell you things that you yourself don't even know about yourself. And he sat down and he told him. There's a story told by the Tolner Rebbe to his grandson, the present Rebbe. Tell him things, he was just shocked. You know things about me that I didn't know about myself. That's the koach of the Riyah of the Tzaddikim. There are other stories like that. But the bottom line is that this Or HaGonuz is in the Torah, and if you're Osek B'Torah properly, then you're zocha to see things beyond what the human eye can envisage. That's the Ayin B'Ayin, Ayin B'Soich Ayin, Riyah Pnimis. So we should be zocha to this midah of Sichos HaLev, to be Mamik B'Torah, to find the Sodas of Torah, to go deeper. Again, not only Sodas of Kabbalah, Sodas of Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Rambam, Rashba, Ritva, Ktsos, Nesivis, Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon, Reb Shmuel, to know the Sodas, to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Never ends. So that's our Avoda. And also to look into the, to find the Or HaGonuz in the Torah, Or HaGonuz M'Sheish Smei Bereishis, that Hashem put away, and be able to see what's going on in the world on a deeper level. That's the one perspective or two perspectives of the Kinyan Torah of Sichos HaLev. And Amir Tashem, hopefully we'll be zocheh to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.